The question of discrimination was back before the Supreme Court today. Justices heard more than 2 hours of arguments in a test of public accommodations laws that protect same-sex couples from discrimination. You may recall that 4 years ago, the High Court sidestepped the issue in a case involving a Colorado baker who refused to make custom wedding cakes for same-sex couples. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
On one side is the state of Colorado, which, like 29 other states, requires businesses that are open to the public to offer equal access to everyone, regardless of race, religion, gender, and sexual orientation. On the other side are business owners who see themselves as artists and don't want to use their talents to express a message they disagree with. Challenging the law is Lori Smith, a custom web designer who's opposed to same-sex marriage.
I want to design for weddings that are consistent with my faith.
She's preemptively suing Colorado because she believes that the state public accommodations mandate violates her right of free speech. In the Supreme Court today, liberal justices Kagan, Sotomayor, and Jackson had all looked at Smith's planned website, which includes typical information about dates, hotel accommodations, wedding registry, etc. So if she's offering that kind of website to Mike and Mary, asked Kagan, why not the identical site for Mike and Mark? Kirsten Wagner, representing Smith, said that would be unconstitutional, compelled speech.
When you switch out those names, you're switching out the concept and the message that is actually in the website.
Justice Sotomayor followed up.
How about people who don't believe in interracial marriage? I'm not going to serve those people because I don't believe black people and white people should get married.
Justice Jackson asked about two photography store Santas at a mall, one white and one black. Both offer photos of children with Santa, but one aims for a classic nostalgia photo with sepia colors and dates back to the 1940s and 50s.
But precisely because they're trying to capture the feelings of a certain era, their policy is that only white children can be photographed with Santa in this way.
Lawyer Wagner dodged and weaved, never really giving an answer. Justice Alito, however, had another hypothetical, with Justice Kagan inserting a comment. Take a listen.
An unmarried Jewish person asks a Jewish photographer to take a photograph for his J-Date dating profile. Is it a dating service, I gather, for Jewish people?
It is.
All right, maybe Justice Kagan will also be familiar with the next website I'm going to mention. So next, a Jewish person asks a Jewish photographer to take a photograph for his AshleyMadison.com dating profile. I'm not suggesting that. I mean, she knows a lot of things. I'm not suggesting that. Okay, does he have to do it?
For the uninitiate, AshleyMadison.com is a website for married people who want to have affairs. Alito also built on Jackson's two Santa example, asking about the black Santa at the other end of the mall.
And he doesn't want to have his picture taken with a child who's dressed up in a Ku Klux Klan outfit. That black Santa has to do that.
All the justices press each side to draw a line. If the court says Lori Smith does not have to provide her services for same-sex weddings, then what about the baker, the jeweler, the tailor, the photographer, and the caterer? Colorado Solicitor General Eric Olson said a business can sell any service it wishes, but that service has to be available to everyone. A website can include Christian biblical passages, and a Christmas shop can sell Christmas trees, but neither can refuse to sell their product to Jews or, as in this case, same-sex couples, because that would be discrimination based on racial or religious status. The hypotheticals just kept coming. Justice Barrett asked, what if a newspaper decided to devote its wedding section only to same-sex couples during Gay Pride Month? Would that be illegal discrimination against straight couples? Justice Gorsuch put the dilemma quite succinctly.
Last time around, we had cakes as either expressing the maker's point of view or the couple's point of view. And that's really at the heart of a lot of this.
A decision in the case is expected by summer. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.